And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. So today we're going to Gettysburg. I know, I love Gettysburg. I visited many times. I'm sure most of us around here have taken that trip to Gettysburg. And the reason I wanted to talk about Gettysburg is because they have a new initiative for a new building to hold some of the treasures that are over there. So we're going to talk about that in depth today. Andrew Dalton, the executive director of the Adams County Historical Society, is on the phone with me. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, before we get into the new effort that you have that's underway, let me first ask you about Gettysburg. I've been asking many organizations over the past many months how they've been doing. We really haven't been in touch with Gettysburg since you're not within the county, of course. So since you are a historical place, a destination place, if you will, although it has that sensitive nature about it, how have you been over the past 8-9 months?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It has been challenging, of course. You know, we rely heavily on the tourism and the tourism economy and the many, many visitors, I think over 1 million visitors usually in a good year, that visit Gettysburg and Adams County. So it has been difficult for a lot of businesses, especially in the hospitality and tourism industry. We're actually kind of on the cusp of opening a new facility that will really embrace tourism traffic. We're not there yet, so it hasn't hurt us as badly as it's hurt others, especially, you know, our National Park Service Visitor Center that's really seen a significant dip in revenue. So it's been challenging, but people around here are really resilient and strong, and Gettysburg will be just fine.
And because you're an outdoor destination, if you will, of course, people visiting the battlefields, were people able to come through during the summer? Did you just use some mitigation efforts?
Yes, the summer was much better, and because people are able to spread out in the battlefield and enjoy a nice walk or a tour, it had been pretty manageable, I think, during the summer months. And really, it wasn't until, I think, you know, the last month and a half really has been rough for us in terms of, you know, new cases and having just a real stoppage of visitors. So we hope to see everybody again in the spring and summer when things are, we hope, a lot better next year. So we're looking forward to that, and we hope you'll continue to visit and enjoy our really wonderful community here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's dive into what you're currently doing with a new effort for a new gallery and an education center. So first of all,
sure.
You know, all these treasures that you have, if you don't take care of them, then they will disappear. So where are these treasures, if you will, right now?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. So we are an 80-year-old nonprofit. We've actually been around in some form for over 130 years. Basically, we're the community's historical society. So we hold over 1 million historic items from Gettysburg and the larger county, Adams County. These artifacts currently, a lot of them are in storage at a warehouse that's off-site that we can't really access. And we have an old Victorian house that we currently use for research, and it's a small library that people can access. But these artifacts are really incredible. Like, for instance, we have a program from the Gettysburg Address that was handed out that day in front of the dais with President Lincoln. We have hundreds of artifacts picked up off the battlefield by the local families, and we have items that belong to Dwight and Mamie Eisenhower, who you may know were residents of Gettysburg for a long period of time. But these artifacts are in danger. We're in an old house that has no climate control, no fire protection, and it's a challenge. We worry that these priceless artifacts won't be around tomorrow or the next day. So we want to address this once and for all and build a facility that properly cares for them and allows you to come in and access and enjoy the incredible artifacts and photos and stories that we have.
Now, before we get to what this new building is supposed to look like, talk about what it's like when something is found on the battlefield. Now, if you're in Gettysburg, I think if you find something, you automatically know it's an artifact, and I'm curious on where you take it. You know, if I'm in my backyard,
yeah,
I don't know what I found. You know, I mean, there's a difference, obviously. So what happens when somebody finds something?
Well, it's amazing, really, that in Gettysburg, you can find something just about anywhere. The battlefield isn't just limited to the land owned by the National Park Service. There was fighting on private land, on farms outside the town that are still in private hands. Inside the town, in the streets of Gettysburg, there was heavy fighting. So artifacts can really be found anywhere. And today, you know, if they're found on private property, usually the families will keep the item, you know, whoever found it. If they're found on Park Service land, The park does encourage you to turn those artifacts into the park's collection. But what's, I think, really interesting about our collection is, you know, the artifacts we have are not found yesterday or a few months ago. We have artifacts that were picked up literally within days of the battle by the families that lived here. And that's really what we're all about as an organization. You know, there's an incredible story, obviously, of the battle and the soldiers and the generals that were here. But the really interesting story for us is how the local population handled these incredible events. And we're lucky to have so many wonderful stories from the community here in Adams County during the Civil War period, during the Battle of Gettysburg, and during Lincoln's visit. So we have those stories. We have their artifacts that they found. We have photographs of them. And so the real heavy emphasis of what we're going to be doing is, you know, paying tribute to these stories and these remarkable people.
And one more question about when you find an artifact, how is it that you're still finding them today? It just feels like, you know, it's been so long, wouldn't you have found most everything? But there are still artifacts that come up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there were literally millions of bullets and artillery shells fired during the Battle of Gettysburg. And the amount of debris that was left after everything was over was just absolutely overwhelming. And so, you know, you still find when farmers are plowing their fields, they'll still turn up artillery shell fragments and bullets. I think that'll continue for decades still. It's an incredible amount of material that's out there. Much of it, you know, has made its way into museums and private collections like ours. But there's still a lot to be discovered, for sure.
I still just put that picture in my mind of how the community, in a sense, came out to see the battles. And you just that, right. That's never not heard of today, obviously. And I mean, we don't go out and watch what's happening. But I just find that to be a fascinating piece of history that people would watch.
Right. Yeah. And many of the, you know, I think they've been called, you know, they were reluctant witnesses. they, you know, a lot of them in Gettysburg had their houses taken over by both of the armies as hospitals. They had their farms and livelihoods completely destroyed in many cases. Some were actually taken prisoner by the Confederates and taken to prisons in the South. If you were a local official, like a postmaster, the Confederates took many of those individuals and put them in prison. So it was a very dangerous place to be. We had one very famous citizen killed. Jenny Wade was killed on the morning of the third day of the battle. Many of you probably are familiar with her story. But there were also another 20 or so civilians who were wounded or, you know, injured afterwards by unexploded artillery shells that were picked up off the battlefield. So the real impact on our community was widespread and pretty enormous. You know, the disease that was rampant following the battle due to contaminated wells and water sources, it was pretty horrendous. The citizens of the town walked around for weeks after the battle with peppermint oil on scarves that they would wear literally as masks, which is kind of ironic because we're doing that today.
Yeah.
But they'd wear these masks with peppermint oil so that they didn't have to smell the carnage and, you know, the dead soldiers, the dead horses, the complete destruction that they had, you know, endured.
It's just incredible, and I'm so glad that Gettysburg has been able to preserve itself, and you're continuing that effort with this new education center. So talk about what this is going to look like. Are you already underway with the financial end of this? How much more money do you need? Talk about that, if you don't mind.
Yes, so we just launched our capital campaign. We're building a new facility on the northern edge of Gettysburg. It'll be a large exhibit gallery museum. But it'll also include an educational component. So we'll have a research library where folks can come in and learn more about the stories of our community. Even if you're not related to someone from Adams County, you can, you know, come in and learn more about the Battle of Gettysburg or a soldier that fought in the Civil War, perhaps an ancestor. And then we also have a large education area where we're going to have frequent programs and lectures and book signings and classes so that visitors can come in and really experience not just the Battle of Gettysburg, but the larger history of this community and how it handled some of these really incredible events. But we're very excited to have a museum going into this new facility as well, and that'll be really artifact heavy so that you can really physically see the toll that the Battle of Gettysburg and Lincoln's visit and Eisenhower's presidency had their effects on our community. So we're excited to do that and create a really unique experience for visitors and for our community here in Adams County. But if you're interested in helping, you know, we really need to get these historic materials out of their improper conditions. Every day we're lucky to still have these treasures. And this is really the memory and the legacy of Gettysburg, which is remarkable to us to think that, you know, these materials are not safe. And, you know, I took over this job a year ago, and I'm so privileged to have it. And it's an honor to be able to get these materials into safety and into a proper facility where they can be preserved and enjoyed. But I encourage anyone who's out there who has a passion for history or Gettysburg to check out our website and our project and consider supporting it, because we really need help, not just from those around here in Adams County, but from people all across the state and across the country who care about Gettysburg and its really unique place in American history.
So if somebody's hearing you and they say, hey, I just went recently and I went to the visitor center and I saw a lot of artifacts, you're saying that you have even more artifacts that need to be preserved. It's not what you're not referring to the visitor center.
No, it is. So, I mean, the visitor center has a lot of artifacts related to the battle specifically. What we have is actually much larger. We have all of the records, photographs, artifacts, you name it, related to the community and the people who lived here. So if you're interested in human interest and the stories of civilians during war, And their more personal angle on what it was like to be, you know, a small child or a young adult in Gettysburg and to witness these incredible events. We're going to put all those stories on display with incredible artifacts for you to see. And we hope to open this new facility in 2022. We're going to start construction next year. It'll take about a year. But we're very excited to present this new angle on Gettysburg for those of you who, you know, have been here or haven't been here and want to see something really new and unique.
I'm glad you explained that, because now I'm getting a better picture of what this will be. And when you say if you have the human interest side of things, I think it'll be fascinating to walk through and be able to visit and understand what it was like. Because I think that era, the Civil War era, is fascinating to me. And I always wonder what it would be like to live in that time. And this would be a great feel to understand what it was like to live in Gettysburg.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And the way that Gettysburg changed following the battle and became, you know, the tourist mecca that it is today, you know, that's a story that really hasn't been told before. So, you know, here in the Adams County and in Gettysburg, we have over 300 years of history. So, you know, our exhibit gallery will actually start, you know, over 100 years before the Battle of Gettysburg and take you through, you know, how this community came to be the place that was, you know, the scene of America's costliest battle, and then how the community dealt with that and became, you know, a thriving and welcoming place that it is today to so many millions of Americans. So it's a really good story. You know, it's local history, but it's also national history. And we're really excited to be able to put all these incredible artifacts on display.
And Andrew, I know we talked before we started here, and I know you're from the area, so you've been around this a lot. If folks have been like me, and I've toured a lot of different historical locations, you really get a feel of what it was like. I mean, I think we get a picture in our minds of, oh, wouldn't it be nice to wear one of those dresses, until you have to put one of those dresses on, you know, and then all of a sudden you realize it may not have been so much fun. Or, you know, restroom facilities aren't right in your house. You know, I mean, those types of things,
right.
I think you really get a feel for whenever you're in one of the restaurants and you realize how dim it is. No
right.
fault of the restaurants. It's just, you know, when you're in the basement of a home, all of a sudden that's how they ate.
Yeah, right. And that's one thing we really want to do. In our museum, we're not just going to have, typical text panels and cases of materials. We're also going to have some interactive experiences built in. So like the inside of a tavern in the colonial period here in Gettysburg, and the inside of a home during the Battle of Gettysburg with, you know, bullets literally flying through the house and, you know, striking the outside walls. So we want to do some things that are really unique and will give people a sense of what it was actually like, because I think that's what history is all about. It's, you know, about relating to the past and people just like us who lived 100 or 200 years ago and understanding their struggles and, you know, their sacrifices and how, you know, we've come to be where we are today.
And can I ask you a couple of questions about history, if you don't mind? I know you're talking about the human interest side. You know, what's it like to be one of the family members? Since you're in Gettysburg, why is it that they wore such heavy clothing? You know, I know you have the winter, you have to stay warm. Is that all they had? Why were those uniforms so heavy?
Yeah, that was it was regulation at the time. Really, it was because the soldiers, they didn't have enough to give them multiple uniforms for different seasons of the year. So I think the idea was to suit them up for the winter months, and you know, in the summer it was just kind of a struggle, I think, for many of them to bear, you know, being in full wool clothing. And it was certainly a challenge that I don't think anyone would put up with today.
Yeah, but, right.
It was, you know, it's amazing some of these things, how much, you know, they've changed, but also, you know, things that have stayed the same, like, you know, the idea that the civilians after the battle wore masks to, you know, shield themselves from disease and from the horrible smells. And we're dealing with that exact same, you know, situation today.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more question about the artifacts. How do you preserve them? And I ask that here. I'll give you my example. My wedding dress from years ago, right? It's in its sealed tight package. And you're always told don't take it out because, of course, the air could get to it. How have the artifacts that you have been able to be preserved up to this point? And then how do you preserve them after they've been exposed to the air?
Right. That's a very good question. And so it's a challenge for us. You know, every item comes with a different set of requirements for how to keep it safe and preserved. Paper, you know, documents, you know, you want to maintain a very relative humidity and temperature so that the documents don't have wide fluctuations, and the humidity can really affect the consistency of the document and weaken it over time if there's wild fluctuation. And then there's some artifacts that don't need a whole lot, like a cannonball doesn't need a lot of special attention.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Clothing is challenging. You also want to keep a very, a very strict climate, you know, on clothing and textiles to make sure. You also want to keep things like that out of the light so that the especially natural light, so that they can't fade or have chemical, you know, decomposition. So it's definitely a challenge. The two biggest things really are having steady temperature and steady humidity. And unfortunately, those are things that we don't have right now. So a lot of our documents, you know, what we're trying to do is get them into and documents, photos, you know, artifacts, get them into a safe home now so that the deterioration will stop and we can make sure that these items are around in 100 or 150 years after today.
Your new gallery, your new education center is expected to start next year. Is that still on target to be built?
Yes, we will start construction in the spring and we hope to be open later in 2022. So it is a little bit off on the horizon here, but we know that there are many people who visit Gettysburg every year or every couple years. So it'll be before you know it, I think this will be there. And just north of Gettysburg, it'll be on the Biglerville Road, 625 Biglerville Road, which is just a little bit across from the Gettysburg College campus and the college's athletic field. So it's a very centrally located spot with a lot of parking, and we're really excited to do something unique and different here in Gettysburg for the many millions who love this community. And we are very excited to see you in a couple of years when we're open.
And I know this is a hard time for many people. If they wouldn't typically plan end of year giving, maybe this may not be their year, but maybe some people have saved. Are we able as a community to be able to give to Gettysburg to this particular effort?
Yes, absolutely. We are a nonprofit organization, and so all donations are tax deductible. And we really do appreciate anything. You know, even $5 or $10 really helps us. You know, we can buy materials to preserve an old photograph or an old document with just a few dollars, and so every little bit helps. And we're going to be running this capital campaign for the next year. So you can check out our website. It's achs-pa.org, achs-pa.org. And that's a great way to learn more about our project and what we're all about.
And Andrew, I
also just want to thank the many thousands of people out there who do love and appreciate Gettysburg. We would not be the community that we are without so many of you all across Pennsylvania and all across the country.
Absolutely. And Andrew, do you have pictures on your website for people to see your artifacts that you plan on preserving?
Pictures of the new building and lots of pictures of artifacts as well.
Fabulous. Andrew Dalton, the executive director of the Adams County Historical Society. I appreciate your time. It's just fascinating to know what you do and talk about history a little bit. And the building, I'm looking at the depiction of the building in front of me, and it looks like a great building. So we won't have to drive far out of Gettysburg. It's just on the northern edge, right?
Yes, it is within walking distance of downtown Gettysburg.
Oh, fabulous. So
it's a wonderful place for us.
Fabulous. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Tracy.